I didn't get too far into the last recording before it crashed. So it's all good. If I had recorded the whole thing, that would suck, but whatever. I'm still motivated and dedicated to posting an episode every week. I think every Sunday will be the day. And then early access on Patreon. And I'm noticing that my mouth sounds really sticky right now. I don't know, it's making a lot of... I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable, but maybe just because I can hear myself very loud, I can hear all the little noises that my mouth is making. I know I mentioned this in the last episode, but I still got questions about it. Maybe from people that didn't listen, but I'll say this now right at the beginning. This is an audio-only podcast for the foreseeable future. I think if I had to get ready and look cute to record my podcast, I would just never do it. So yeah, I'm sorry if you are disappointed, but let's just take what we can get and we'll see where the podcast goes, and then one day maybe it will be video. We'll see. And always, it's always gonna be whispers, because whispering is just very comfortable for me, especially when I'm talking by myself. I don't think I could talk at full volume by myself. It would just be weird and awkward. I've always been kind of quiet. Even in real life, I think sometimes I say things and people just don't hear me. Actually, I know I say things maybe a little bit quietly and people often don't hear me. But it's like I can hear myself speaking, so I assume everyone else can hear me speaking. But no, I do need to raise my voice sometimes. Like when I was in university, my final exam for my stage management class, it was on Zoom because this was during COVID. My final exam, we had to read out a bunch of cues throughout the script. You know what stage managers do? Like, lights one, go. Lights two, stand by, go. If you know, you know. Anyways, while I was doing my final exam over Zoom, I remember the comments that my professor, I think it was two professors, gave me afterwards. They said it was good, but I need to project my voice. Which is crazy because, like, I actually was, I mean, I thought I was projecting my voice, but I think my version of speaking loudly is not, at least in the theater world where everyone is used to belting, my voice just does not compare. But it's okay, it's okay. And I really did want to be a stage manager as well. Actually, by the time I got to the final exam, I think I decided that I didn't like it as much as I thought. Although maybe one day I will become a stage manager or do something in theater. No, I definitely want to work in theater one day, but yeah, stage manager specifically, I think I'm good off that. I don't know if I can command people with my little voice. I just don't know. Although it is kind of ironic because stage managers and almost all of the crew backstage wears headsets and they communicate through the headset. So you would think I don't need to project my voice that much, but I guess. wasn't insulted by the fact that they thought I needed to project my voice. I was more so like, I guess my voice is just really sweet and cute. No, I already knew that I had a soft voice, but like, I don't know, when I was actually trying to speak loud and even that wasn't good enough, I was like, okay, whatever. At least I do ASMR. At least I found the perfect thing or the perfect place to whisper. And I love whispering. How many times can I say that? I'm sure you can tell. I love to whisper. Apparently whispering strains your vocal cords more than speaking normally, but I don't believe that. It's probably true, but I don't believe that. It just feels way easier. And like, think about it. Like, if you're half asleep or first thing in the morning, you're not gonna speak at full volume. You're gonna be like kind of whispering, mumbling, grumbling. That's just my everyday voice. I feel like I always got a little bit of sleepy voice, but it's not a bad thing. If you have a sleepy voice as well, that's not a bad thing. Although if you have a very loud, dominant voice, I mean, that's also not a bad thing. That's incredible. That's incredible. I love theater, musical theater so much. And like I mentioned before, everyone in musical theater is just belting extremely loud. And although I like to sing some songs on my own, I'm just not a belter. But maybe one day I actually want to try to learn how to sing. I think I decided not with like a professional or anything, but just on my own, just for fun. And then maybe one day I'll be able to belt to my full potential. Last week, I went to one of my friends' birthdays. It was a cute birthday party in the park with a bunch of girls. Everyone was gorgeous. Everyone actually looked like beautiful fairies. And because it was in a park under a big tree, it just felt whimsical. I loved it. But going into this party, I didn't really know anybody. And I think a lot of the other girls there didn't know other people as well, because we all had our mutual friend, the birthday girl. And then she invited, you know, all of her different friends. But despite not knowing anybody, I had such an incredible time and everyone was so friendly. It was like a smaller party. So the moment I sat down, some girls were starting conversation with me. One girl gave me a drink. It was just so nice. It was so nice. And I didn't expect otherwise because my friend is such a sweet, lovely person. So I know that all of her friends are also definitely sweet and lovely. And they were. And I'm so glad that I met them, because I do have a very small group of close friends. And I'm 26 now. I'm out of school. There's not really many places for me to meet new friends in real life. But I had so many great conversations that night and had so much fun. And I left with like 5 or 6 new Instagram mutuals, which to me, that's like, okay, like we're almost friends. I don't know, maybe friendships will blossom out of that. But I had so much fun. And interestingly, I actually only stayed at that party for 2 hours, maybe 2 to 3 hours, which was a great amount of time. And then everyone decided to go out after, and I really wanted to do that, but I just although I would have loved to go out with him. I don't go out often, but I mean, if someone invites me, if one of my girls invite me, I would love to go. So maybe one day we will, or I will get a second chance going out, having fun with all my new friends. Although I actually don't know, like, if they would consider me a friend because we just met. But I see the potential friendship, so I'ma consider all those girls my potential friends. One of the girls I was speaking to, and I hope she doesn't mind that I'm saying this, but she was incredible. But she said something so interesting, and it stuck with me. And it still stuck with me, and I actually need to share. I hope she doesn't mind that I say this. I don't think she's listening, but if you're listening, hey girl, we should do something. Anyways, she was talking about her life and stuff, and she mentioned that her boyfriend's name is Paddington. Paddington, like the bear. Like he was named after the bear, and that's just one of the best names I have ever heard in my whole entire life. I love unique names, but Paddington, like, for some reason that actually, like, works for a human and a bear, of course. I don't know, I'm still thinking about that. That's such a unique name. And she brought it up, and then, like, you know, just in passing or whatever, but I had to re-bring it up to her because I was still thinking about it, like, wow, his name is actually Paddington. And she said, yeah, he's named after the bear. And I love that. I love that. Like, that's really one of the best names I've ever heard. Ever. Nowadays, celebrities are naming their kids all types of unique names. And most times, I like them. I love a unique name. Randomly, I remember so clearly when Blue Ivy was born. And I was in elementary school, which some of you guys might call middle school, because it was like the end of elementary school, but I remember her name being Blue Ivy. At the time was shocking. Like, my classmates were even talking about it. I have such vivid memories of walking into the bathroom with my friends talking about it. But I always thought the name Blue Ivy was pretty cute and unique. And now looking back, that's not even like in the top craziest or most unique baby names, celebrity names, at least nowadays. But Blue is such a cute name for a baby. Ever since I was really young, maybe 9 or 10, when I first started getting really into like Steve Jobs and Apple products, I decided I was going to name my future daughter Apple. Apple after the company, which is kind of crazy, but I still kind of like the name, although I fear nowadays Apple isn't even that uncommon. I know Gwyneth Paltrow has a daughter named Apple, and that was probably crazy to the world at the time. I don't remember that. I was too young when she was born, but once I figured out that her daughter was named Apple, it kind of made me not want to name my future daughter Apple at the time, because, you know, the individuality complex that I have is way too strong. But now I think back, and I'm really not opposed to the name Apple. There's a few names that I've... No, there's actually just Apple and one other name that I've had in my mind since I was a kid, like baby names. And we'll see if any of them actually end up happening. future daughter Apple was to explain her name to people, it might be a little bit weird to say she was named after the company. But oh well. We'll see. We'll see where Apple is in like however many years, whenever I have kids. We'll see the state of Apple. I'm sure they'll still be popping. Hopefully they don't sue me, because I feel like that's a direct copyright infringement. Like, I'm not naming them, or I'm not naming my daughter after the fruit. I'm naming her after the company. Maybe I gotta add their little trademark to her name as well. JK. No, actually, seriously though, like, Apple is more of a middle name. In my mind, like, Apple would be a really cute middle name. Actually, no. I think middle names, I would like to use family names. So yeah, one day maybe I'll have a baby Apple. Stay tuned, guys. But that won't be for many, many years. Although I do have my absolute favorite baby girl name that I would definitely name my child before I choose the name Apple. So if anybody is worried and concerned for my future baby, don't be. It's okay. And by the time I have kids, everyone's gonna have unique baby names. Like, all the people that are having kids nowadays, that's so unique. Although maybe because everyone is using such unique names, maybe it's just a little, you know, a trend like all others. And in a few years, maybe the classic traditional names will come back. Who knows? I mean, I know I'm not gonna go with a traditional name, but maybe a traditional middle name. Who knows? I do have a lot of time for that. And I know my mom is listening right now, so don't get too excited, because it's not happening anytime soon, okay? I still feel like a baby. Like, I feel like if I had a child right now, I would be a teen mom. But I'm 26. I'm way far from a teenager. I would be like a baby having a baby. That's how I feel. I'm not ready for that yet. Well, I have a dog. He's like a baby. He's a big baby. And I'm perfectly fine with my dog right now. I don't even think I would get another dog. I'm very happy with my one dog. And that's actually what my parents said about me, kind of. Not that I'm a dog, but I am an only child. And I think they had me, and I was just so perfect that they didn't need another. That's what I like to believe. But I think it's true, seriously. And I love being an only child. I actually love it. I would never want siblings, ever. And I know if you have siblings, you probably love them. But I'm glad I don't. I think being an only child is a big reason why I'm so independent and very comfortable doing things on my own. And I really value alone time. Honestly, like, no complaints at all. As I'm recording this, my stomach is grumbling. I'm waiting for my food to arrive. I definitely order food. I order Uber Eats way too much. But honestly, that is not something I'm ready to give up yet. Like, I don't order it multiple times a day. I'm not at that level, but I probably... Actually, no. I have a feeling that there's a lot of people my age and in my similar situation in life that are also ordering a lot of Uber Eats. I don't know why. And, like, I mean, I know why. It's because we're lazy and it's convenient. And obviously, I can cook. I believe anybody and everybody can cook. You just gotta follow a recipe. Maybe there's some people that genuinely cannot cook, but I don't believe that. They just must not be trying. But something about cooking an entire meal, especially when there's like raw meat involved, like by the time I'm done cooking, I'm just turned off from the food. I'm no longer hungry. Like, I seen the meat in its raw state, and I know it's cooked now, but I don't know. And I'm not a vegan or anything. Oh, I could never. Maybe one day, if something crazy happened, I could be a pescatarian. Like, that's probably the only big diet. Wait, I don't. Is being vegan even considered a diet? Maybe it's like a way of life. Yeah, but I'm not into any of that. Although right now I am trying not to eat eggs, just because I think, or I don't know, like I heard that because eggs contain a lot of hormones from like the chicken or whatever, it can make you break out if you have sensitive acne-prone skin like me. So I'm trying to not eat eggs for a bit, although I had them yesterday. Anyway, I'm trying to not eat eggs. That's kind of the only little diet, quote unquote diet, I have right now, although it's not going too well. But at least my skin is clearing up. I don't think it's because the eggs or the lack of eggs, maybe. I actually think my skin is clearing up. Now let me knock on wood, because I don't want to jinx this. But, and this is not sponsored, but I saw a TikTok from a girl talking about how she cured her acne, and the pictures looked similar to mine. And she said that the type of acne that she had, she thought she just had the hormonal type of acne that flares up around your period every month, but she found out that she actually has a fungal acne that is triggered by the hormones around her period, if that makes sense. And I was like, wait, that's really interesting. Although I did look up fungal acne, and it's a lot of like little closed little bumps that I don't have, but I'm sure it appears in many different ways. Anyways. So I heard her say this, and I never once considered maybe it was like fungal, which sounds gross, but whatever, I don't care. Don't judge me, or you can judge me, I don't care. But she talked about how she got this app, and I think she was sponsored, but I'm not sponsored. And in this app, you input all of your skin concerns, and then you could put all the products that you use on a daily basis. It's called Skin Sort, by the way. And I did get the subscription for it because, like, I really care about my skin. Anyways, I input my concerns, and then I put in all the products that I use day and night, and surprisingly, like 90% of my skincare routine was not fungal acne safe, which was kind of shocking to me because I already don't use many products, but it turns out the cleanser I was using was extremely bad for my skin. It was La Roche-Posay. It was like kind of like a yellowish gel color in a clear bottle, if you know that one. La Roche-Posay is a great skincare brand, but that specific product was not good for me. And after seeing that on the app, I was like, okay, wait, actually, like, anytime I use this, my skin burns. But I thought, like, the burn was, like, you know, something good happening. And I already have sensitive skin, so I was like, whatever, maybe it's just a really good cleanser, so that's why it burns. No. After I got the app, it actually suggests alternate products. So I put in my cleanser and it suggested me the CeraVe Everyday Cleanser. You know, that's like the default one. Everyone talks about the CeraVe Cleanser. I've used it in the past and honestly it was great, but then I switched it up because I think I heard some people say some bad things and I let that sway my opinion. But no, like, there's definitely a reason why this product is so popular. The CeraVe, I think it's just called Daily Cleanser in the blue bottle. I wash my face, it does not burn, and ever since I stopped using that one cleanser, I don't think I've had any, like I'm touching my skin right now and it's smooth. I'm still gonna have breakouts because I probably got some internal problems as well, but honestly, if you are dealing with any type of acne, which I talk about my skin a lot because I've been dealing with acne since I was like 10, so it means a lot to me. But if you are also dealing with that, maybe check out this app, not sponsored. It's called Skin Sort, and you can get like the free trial and just put in all your products, and maybe it'll shock you. Ever since I put my products into this app, I cut out like half of my routine because it was just not good. And I'm actually seeing great benefits. Speaking of benefits, great benefits, I've been wearing my mouth guard every night for like over 2 months now. And I keep telling everyone about this because I swear my life has changed. And obviously, like, mouth guard, like, I got my mouth guard years ago from my dentist because I have TMJ. I told my dentist years ago that sometimes I wake up with headaches and I just know that I clench my jaw, so she gave me this mouth guard so long ago. I never really wore it because, you know, if you have a mouth guard or a retainer, it's kind of annoying to remember it every night. But a couple months ago, I really started noticing the swollen, like, inflammation in my jaw that I never had before. It was almost like jowls were forming, if you know what that is, which is a natural sign of aging, but it was happening because my jaw was so swollen, and I was giving myself daily facial massages. But because I clench my teeth and grind my teeth in my sleep, I would still wake up with a headache and swollen jaw. The facial massages definitely helped temporarily, like throughout the day, but ever since I started wearing my mouth guard every single night, I haven't skipped a night. I haven't woken up with any headaches at all, which is insane. Actually, one day I barely slept, so I woke up with a headache, but that was unrelated to the jaw. That was like a lack of sleep headache, just to be open about that. But no jaw related pain or headache. And like the cherry on top is that it's kind of giving me like my jawline back. And don't even get me started on my cheeks. Like, my cheeks felt so felt so full towards the bottom of my cheeks because that's where it was swollen. But now my face feels so, or looks so much more defined. And I know I definitely notice the small differences before any other random person would notice. But I notice, and that's honestly all that matters. I feel better. I think my jaw looks better. My cheekbones are popping. Like, I'm very happy. I'm kind of upset I didn't start wearing my mouth guard sooner. I also have really small, short teeth naturally. So constantly grinding and clenching during my sleep is really bad. It will only make my teeth shorter and brittle and damaged. So that's why the mouth guard is so important. If you have TMJ, definitely look into it. It's hard plastic. I keep saying this. You can't just get the ones from Amazon that you mold yourself in like a pot on your stove. Like the sports mouth guards, maybe if you have a super slight TMJ, or you just want to protect your teeth overnight, you can get a thin one from Amazon. But if you have serious concerns, definitely speak to your doctor and then they can get you fitted for one. It's truly life-changing. I highly recommend.
Obsessed.
so I really, really wanted to see the show for my birthday. Turns out it's closing in less than a month. They just announced it, and I'm actually, like, kind of heartbroken. I don't know, I feel like my birthday plans are ruined, and I live in Toronto, and obviously Broadway, New York City, like, it's not a far flight, but it's expensive. And I just looked up all the flights, like, I've been looking up the flights, the tickets for the show, and the hotel costs. If I was to see it next month, right before it closes, and oh my gosh, I'm just debating, should I? Should I do it? I don't know. I'm not even like a big fan of traveling in general, but I already have plans to travel soon, and then this would be another travel plan on top of that. And it's kind of a lot, but it's also summer, and it's also a show I really want to see. And I fear that once the show is closed, they won't bring it back. I don't know. I'm really debating, and I think I might have to just go to New York City for like literally 2 days, just fly in and fly out just to see this show. I know I will regret if I don't see it, and I never felt this way towards the actual original Cats the musical, but the new reinvention of it is meant to take place in the New York City ballroom scene back in the 80s or 90s, I don't know. And instead of actual cats, like the characters are not dressed up as cats like the original, and instead they are showing off different categories of dance and ballroom, and it just sounds so interesting to me. And especially as like a white person who honestly will never be able to experience true ballroom culture, I was looking forward to seeing it. And if you guys are not aware, I'm not talking about traditional ballroom dancing. The ballroom culture is I think it started as like a secretive underground group of people, majority LGBT and people of color, and so many popular dance moves and sayings and little things that we use or that we see every day, especially on TikTok, actually originated from the ballroom culture. For example, that little finger tap thing where people tap their middle finger with their thumb together, that originated in the ballroom. Vogue dancing, like Madonna type Vogue, was started and originated in the ballroom culture. There's a movie called Paris is Burning that I have not seen, but I need to watch probably before I watch if I see Cats the Jellicle Ball. I need to watch that movie first because there's actually people in that movie that were there in the 70s, 80s, 90s, whenever the ballroom culture started. I'm not too familiar, I'm sorry, but there are people in that movie that are also in the Broadway show. And there's people that were in the original Cats that are also in the new Cats. It just feels like a very significant piece of theater and art history, and I just know I will regret if I don't go. So who knows, maybe, I mean, it's closing in less than a month, so I gotta figure it out soon, but maybe I shall go to New York City. I'll take a little quick trip. And I fear it might be worth the cost. But we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. but my birthday's in November, so that would have given me like more than enough time to plan everything. And it just so last minute. But New York City also has a Los Angeles apparel store, which is like the reimagined American Apparel, if you know. And honestly, I kind of need to check that out. Other than Broadway and that one clothing store. No, there's actually so much to explore in New York, but those are like my main two things that I want to see next time I go. Hopefully next month. I've been to New York State many times, but New York City I've only been once. It was in 2019 and it was really fun. I actually did a stream from there. I don't know if anybody listening was in that stream, but I had a lot of fun the first time I went to New York City. Actually, so random, but I remember the first time I was in New York City was the same day that Tati Westbrook posted her Bye Sister video. If you know, you know. The video where she was exposing James Charles. I remember so clearly exactly where I was, and I paused everything I was doing and sat down and watched that video. That was like the beginning of, well, there's always been YouTube beauty drama, but that was the beginning of a big one. If I'm not mistaken, that was like the first time that James Charles was being potentially outed as a bad dude. I don't know, that's the first time I heard bad things about him, and honestly, ever since then, I still haven't heard anything good about him. I did have the James Charles Morphe makeup palette. I got it in high school, like before all of his drama, and I actually still have it. That makeup palette is probably like over 10 years old, or maybe 10 years old. Definitely expired, but it has every single color you would need, which is so unfortunate because it's James Charles's palette. But I still have it, and I still bring it out every Halloween when I go and do the fun makeup looks. Although in the past year, I have invested in quite a few new eyeshadow palettes, so maybe I can finally get rid of that one. It's definitely expired. But I mean, being a makeup wearer, we're bound to use some expired products every once in a while. I was talking about my skincare earlier, now I'm talking about how I'm using expired products. But it's different because it's eyeshadow, so I'm not applying it all over my face. And luckily I don't break out on my eyes. Although the other day I woke up with some little bumps on my eyelid. I think it's called milia. And I'm feeling my eyelid right now. And yeah, I have one little, it's like the little white bumps, and you're not supposed to pop it. I mean, it's on my eyelid. I'm not touching that. They will just go away on their own. But after I got that, I was like, oh no, because I cleaned out all my makeup the day before, and I got rid of a bunch of stuff, but then I also kind of used some stuff that I forgot I had, and then the next day I woke up with the bumps on my eye. I had multiple though, and now I only have one, so I think it's getting better. Wow, I really do just chat about nonsense, but I hope maybe you're fast asleep already, or you will be soon. And also, as a little sneak peek into next week's episode, I will be going somewhere really fun, and hopefully I have a lot of I keep saying it, but this is kind of like my Super Bowl. I know people have bad things to say, and I just don't claim all those bad things. I love to see a bunch of streamers, whether I know them or not, all streaming together in person. I love to see that. It makes me so happy. I loved watching it last year and switching between everybody's streams, and I will be doing the same this year. I'm curious what will come of it. I'm curious who will be the breakout star or stars from Streamer University this year, because last year it was definitely Yana. Like, after Streamer University, she was everywhere and she's incredible. Speaking of Broadway, I often think and imagine her on Broadway. She would be incredible. I feel like I talk up this girl so much. I don't even know her, but she's just an incredible singer, and she can belt. Like I was talking about earlier, she would be perfect for Broadway. And I did not mean for this episode to be like a lot of theater talk, but honestly, that's really my greatest passion, other than streaming and ASMR. I love theater. I could talk about it forever. But now I need to think, what will I name this episode? I don't want to name it after theater. I was talking about my skin a lot, but I already have an episode about my skincare. Although my skincare episode, I'm curious, maybe I need to re-listen to what I was using back then, because I have a slight feeling that my skincare routine has not changed much, except for the cleanser, my new cleanser that I love, CeraVe. So much for listening. I'll see you next Sunday.